WMFO in Medford. You're listening to Rising with Skybar. And we have a band already dead. A couple guys from the band already dead coming in about 5 minutes. We'll play some tunes in the meantime. This is brand new stuff from Jay Allen and the Arch Criminals. Once again, WMFO in Medford. Rising with Skybar. Jay Allen and the Arch Criminals. Alright, that was brand new stuff by Jay Allen and the Arch Criminals called Be Mine Tonight. I'm going to play some stuff by newer stuff, if you want to call it that, from the Stiff Little Fingers. They're not really new, but it's not from like the 70s. It's a fairly new CD. Came out about 8-9 years ago, I guess. I've seen them a ton. Play some Dropkick Murphys, and then we'll get Already Dead out here. But right now, this is Stiff Little Fingers, a song called My Dark Places. Well, it comes
entries and counted your dead. In the factories and mills, in the shipyards and mines, we've often been told to keep up with the times, for our skills are not needed. They've streamlined the job, and with slide rule and stopwatch, a pride they ever wrong. We're the first ones to stop, we're the first ones to die, the first ones in line for that pie in the sky. And we're always the last when the cream is shed out for the worker is working when the fat cats are bound.
And when the sky darkens and the prospect is war,
that was Blackout. The album was Blackout. Song was Worker's Song. Before that, we heard, what did I play? My Dark Places from Stiff Little Fingers, here with Brandon and Dan from Dead.
What's up?
How you guys doing?
Pretty good, man. Pretty good.
Thanks for coming in.
Of course. Thanks for having us.
Glad to be here.
Yep. So, how long? I talked for a minute, I should say, before you came in. But
quick
catch
up. Yeah.
So, how long you guys been at it in Already Dead, the band Already Dead?
Man, so we've gotten together within the last year for sure. I had a bunch of songs written. I play in other bands. Bands couldn't play live during, you know, COVID times, 2020. Whatever. I hit up my drummer who's not here, but, and me and him got together because we had played in another project before that. And we demoed some stuff at his basement. I hit up another buddy, and it was easy, man. It was like, it just started developing like easy. So I have another friend who I play in a band with, who's also an engineer at the Bridge Sound and Stage in Cambridge.
Yep.
So he, you know, that was a nice connection. We went right in, started recording an album. And again, that wasn't even planned to have a band at that point. And then, oh man, we're a band. Let's find a bass player.
Let's do something with it.
Yeah, right. So I grew up in the same town as Brandon, and I just pretty much made him play bass for us. Didn't even give him a choice.
And you didn't mind.
Yeah.
No, I was stoked. It's been a good time. Having good times.
Oh. So it seems like a lot of, if anything good come out of the coat, it seems like a very fruitful time. I've had a lot of people in, and they say they wrote a lot.
Right.
Because you couldn't go anywhere.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, the bars were all shut down. Right. You couldn't really play anywhere. Everything was just like, I guess it was a good time to like.
Yeah, there was nothing else to do. Yeah. Like on, and if you're trying to like, playing a show is fulfilling, right?
Yeah.
But if you can't do that,
yeah,
you're still gonna play at home whether you have right. someone to listen to you or not.
So. Right. That's what people say that yeah, you're still gonna jam at your house so and
eventually you just get creative and some stuff comes out. Yeah, for sure.
Who came up with the name?
Me, for sure.
Was that just from? Because I know it's in some of your lyrics.
So, it came from the lyric. I wrote the lyric, and I was like, oh, man, hey, that might work. That's a really good Rancid song that I know already.
Yeah.
Done. And I'm like, you know what? We'll just roll with that until I find out I can't use it. So,
yeah.
That's what we landed on.
Yeah, and sure. you got hooked up with Murata, which is great.
Yeah, he's been unbelievable. Yeah, Michael Murata, shout out. Cause yeah. I'm fans of bands he's been working with.
Yeah. And he's a busy guy.
Yeah, and I follow those bands on Instagram, right? And I just kept seeing Publicist sharing their stuff. And I'm like, all right, there's obviously a connection here. So then right. I looked him up. And it actually took me a few months to get the guts to even message him.
Yeah.
Shout out, Michael. Thank you for being so kind.
Yeah, he's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, he's a super friendly dude.
Yeah, he's helped us incredibly. Yeah. Can't thank him enough, for sure.
And how many, is this just a 5-song EP? Is it
seven?
Seven?
Yep. Yeah.
That's right. There's a quick one you sent me that I'll get to. That's
it's
right.
A hot minute. Yeah. Yeah.
We're going to talk a bit more, but I'm going to play my caller is Blue. Maybe throw a Rancid thing in there, and then we'll get back and you guys will bang one out live for us.
Awesome.
All right. This is my caller is Blue. The band's already dead.
Yeah.
Oh,
opens. I know he was on there, he was waiting for me. While the punk rockers and the moon stompers who out on the corners where they're sparing for change. I started thinking, you know I started drinking. I don't really remember too much of that.
That was Rancid with Roots Radicals. And we're going to hear one now in the studio, acoustic style. What do you guys got?
We're going to play our first one that we released, Stability.
Good enough. Go at it.
Which is probably going to transfer the best to acoustic. Here we go.
Yeah.
Feel my life's at a stop. I'm at the bottom, dreams at the top. Looking up from a ditch that within reach, but they slip from my fingertips. So I take a sip, put that bottle to my lips. That's all, that's it. To be, I'm stable, steady, always ready to back up, leave it all behind. Responsibilities to my friends and family are never going anywhere. May not be here, I am with you, so don't worry, I'll be back. We'll drink whiskey, we'll have laughs, we'll tell stories of our lives. We'll make moments to last till the next goodbye. Feel my life's at a stop. I'm at the bottom, dreams at the top. Looking up from a ditch, within reach, but they slip from my fingertips. So I take a sip, put that bottle to my lips. That's all, that's it.
not saying I don't love my home and my friends. I'm saying that I'll be there at the end. But if I don't pursue this life, it's a sin. That's it, call it already dead, yeah. So don't worry, I'll be back. But I'm sorry, it won't last. So let's celebrate, make it loud. Come on, raise your glass to right here, right now. Dreams at the top, looking up from a ditch, within reach, but they slip from my fingertips. So I take a sip, put that bottle to my lips. That's all, that's it.
Great. Bang that out.
Yes, sir.
That's a great job.
I'm awake now.
Yeah. It's
let's party. No.
That's a good one. That, after.
Yeah. After.
That's a good one. I like cool, that one a lot.
Thank you, brother. Appreciate it.
Yeah, so this seven song EP, I never know whether to call something an EP or a full length. I don't know what the guideline for that is. But anyway, I'm going to call it a release.
Found the middle ground, that's for sure.
Yeah, this release is somewhat eclectic in that you have a rapper in there. I'm going to play that song later.
Yes.
So it's punk, it's rock, it's kind of an amalgam of sounds, and I think that's pretty cool that you did that with it.
Yeah, I think
poo-poo platter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Poo-poo platter or punk, you know?
And so is that because you guys listen to slightly different music and
absolutely.
I think it's good not to be locked into
and again like this whole album was recorded before the band was even made, so that it was just kind of like, oh, I wrote these songs. This is kind of the first seven songs. Let's record them. Let's start from there. And it was just taking all the influences of music, you know, we all like, you know, we all grew up on.
Yeah.
And I feel you can find that in punk rock anyway. You can find the influences of all that. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And obviously
the songs he was writing, we were like, yo, like, you have to do something with this. You can't just record them. Like,
yeah, man.
You better start a band and I'm in it, please.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
That's it, man.
And obviously the working class anthems, for so to speak, is important to you guys as well.
Oh, for sure.
We were discussing, I worked at the post office for 38 years. Yes. You're a pipe fitter.
A Boston pipe fitter. Brandon's a Boston iron worker.
So yeah, it's in the DNA. It's in the
Union pride, baby.
Yeah, and you pay homage to the people that, you know, have done this before us.
Yeah, for sure.
Because obviously they laid the groundwork.
And I wrote that song driving home from night school in my apprenticeship. But I was working literally down the street doing a trench at MIT. And I was driving home after I had night school. My Union Hall and schools in Dorchester.
Yeah, yeah.
And just, I don't know. It came easy when you're working it, you know.
Right.
That's the life.
Right.
For sure.
Did who's the rapper? What's his name?
Boss the Rapper. Yeah.
Did he write his lyrics?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, okay.
So Kid's an incredible lyricist.
Yeah, yeah.
I thought he did. I was just
He was having beers with us before this. He was bumming he couldn't make it.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah. We would have tried one with him for sure. Yeah.
Yeah, he would have been welcome.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
But I'm going to play, I think I'm going to play my City's Burning.
Cool.
And we'll babble a bit more.
Absolutely.
This is Already Dead. Great band, great songs. Give them a listen. Check them out. We'll talk a bit about upcoming stuff after this.
Burning, she's not concerning with who she's hurting. You
That assault you just heard was the Outlets with a song called Third Floor. Before
Badass.
That, we heard, yeah.
That was awesome, man.
Already dead. Yeah, the guys did not know of the Outlets. I said,
man,
I can't let you get out of the station without hearing some
Absolutely
Outlets.
Absolutely not.
Thankfully, we heard. That
yeah.
Awesome.
A couple kids who grew up on the early Dropkick Murphys. That was awesome to hear.
Yeah, that's great stuff. But so you got a video coming out.
Yes. Midnight tonight.
Tomorrow.
Yes.
It's midnight tonight, in mere hours.
Yep, yeah. Just a few. I'll be sleeping, but it'll be out. Yeah, it's the title track, that first song you played, My Color is Blue. And we're psyched to have it out, man. We had a blast recording it.
Seems like everyone does. If there's a single out, you got to put a video with it, it seems nowadays. Videos are all the rage, right?
I know, man.
Everyone puts them out.
Just got to do the thing.
Were you involved in the making of it? Did someone else come up with the concept?
It was both, I'd say.
Combo.
Like, we recorded at one of our friend's house that we grew up with. Her family is professional antique collectors, right? And My Collar is Blue. The whole idea was like, you know, old school blue collar.
Mm-hmm.
And we just set up in this garage, and you couldn't have picked a better spot. We couldn't have planned it better. And then the director was incredible, like, I don't know, Berto Media, shout out to him, because he absolutely killed it. I'm psyched for everyone to see it, for sure.
Sweet. I'll watch it. I'll be watching. Do you have any shows lined up you want to plug?
Yeah, December 10th.
Yeah, December 10th.
Yeah.
In Manchester with the Graniteers.
Yeah.
And another sick band.
Yep. But, yeah.
December 10th.
Yeah, TFR Graniteers at Hop Knot in Manchester. It's going to be a party, man. But that's pretty much...
That's what you get for now.
That's what we got. You know, holidays come up.
Yeah,
you know, family things. You know.
I know. Yeah. I know. That's right. That's
Ready to gig every night, though. If anyone out there is listening.
You're available.
Has a house party. We are available. But, no, man. We're happy with just playing shows with friends and. Just,
yeah.
Stinky basements.
Yeah. For sure.
Anything will do.
Right? Yeah, man. We ain't picky.
No.
We'll play outside here tonight.
Yeah. Put a bucket down.
Come catch us on Boston Ave.
There's a lot of kids wandering around.
Yeah, man. You know.
Get the paint bucket and drop bucks in.
What's that? Was it the pub down the street, Parkside Pub? Yeah, well, I'll be there.
Yeah, there's pubs.
Yeah, we'll play outside.
Pubs around here.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to play Hypocrite before we get out of here.
Awesome.
But that's about it. I don't know if you got anything else. You good?
No, man. Video's out tomorrow. Please check out the new album.
It's
available everywhere for streaming.
Yeah, I'll be playing it here for a bit, so don't worry about that. It'll be in the rotation for at least the next couple of months.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. No problem. Excited to be partying at the Boston Music Awards.
Yeah.
On December 14th. Incredible bands gonna be there, so we're gonna be as fancy as we can and probably get thrown out. Thank you so much for having us.
Thanks for coming in. Cool. And I'm going to play a bunch of tunes. I'll be back after about 4 or 5 songs.
Drive around in your mom's car, you crashed it now. We used to get day drunk and you lasted, yeah. If you name a location, I'll be there, yeah. Side beach and jump in with our clothes on. Then you got undressed in the parking lot. It's still my favorite spot. The best damn cigarette break we ever had. Smoking your parliament light and swearing it's the last. You used to call me a laugh, now you call me a back.
Played a few things there. That was a Nervous Eaters with their brand new release, Monsters and Angels. The song was End of the World Girl. Before that, the Jacklights with Underachiever, brand new single by her. We Demand Parachutes with Cigarette Break. And Already Dead with Hypocrite. I think we might have mentioned that one already. 8:47, got about 13 minutes left in the show. This is one now by, what do I got lined up? This is one by a band called Starcrawler.
Face it, life looks a little different.
During these times, we're doing our best to keep our minds and bodies strong. And getting a flu shot helps us stay healthy.
So we don't miss out on what matters.
Like having game night at home.
Yeah, can't do that while sick with the flu. Now imagine family movie night that your daughter can't live without. Well, that's ruined. And don't forget your uncle's socially distanced cookout. See? That's why it's important to be at our strongest.
Every year, millions of people in the U.S. get the flu. Especially now. No one has time to miss out on moments that matter. So get your flu shot.
Find out more at GetMyFluShot.org.
Brought to you by the AMA, CDC, and the Ad Council.
Like this woman, I
All right, that song was called Blues by Oh the Humanity. Before that, Slingshot by One Fall, single, new single by them. And Starcrawler with Runaway off their new release, She Said. It's 850, almost 857, WMFO in Medford. You've been listening to Rising with Skybar. I'm going to close with one by Louis Tomlinson. Thanks for listening. Peace.
Get high on the amber wave. Corn tape for the ones who do the same. Air Maxes and silver tongues. Settling for another heavy one. Said love was a pretty lie. And I choked when you smoke got in my eye. Bad logic and empty cans. I know nobody understands me like you do. You know it's times like these we're so much happier. Nights like these we'll remember those stupid jokes. Only we know. You know when I'm with you I'm so much happier. Nights like these we'll remember those songs we wrote. Only we know. You smile at me and say it's time to go, but I don't feel like going. Because it's times like these, we're so much happier now.